USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight delays are wreaking havoc on holiday travel. According to FlightAware, nearly 16,000 flights have been delayed or canceled so far this holiday weekend. That includes nearly 2,400 on Sunday alone. The TSA says nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport checkpoints on Friday at the start of the busy 4th of July travel period. This TSA spokesman telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's all hands on deck.
We always wish we had more staff, but we have enough staffing for this weekend. We also have about 1,000 officers in TSA that have volunteered to go on a temporary basis to help other airports.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Remain in Mexico policy will be sticking around for at least the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mississippi's Attorney General is working to certify the state's trigger law that would ban most abortions. The state's only abortion clinic is challenging the trigger law. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves shares his outlook on the challenge to the trigger law.
We are expecting a hearing sometime early this week on that particular case. But yes, I do in expect for the state's law to be withheld, upheld in the state court, and I do expect our trigger law to go into effect.
Police in Denmark say a suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting at a mall in Copenhagen. According to a spokesman from Denmark's largest hospital, several people are dead and at least three people have been hospitalized. The suspect is described as a 22-year-old Danish man. Police are not ruling out terrorism as a potential motive. An investigation is ongoing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
According to the AAA station survey, the price for a gallon of regular gasoline is $4.81 a gallon. That's $1.68 higher than it was a year ago. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem joined CNN and says we can blame President Joe Biden and his energy policies for the high gas prices.
I think the lot of energy policies should be addressed. A lot of them with opening up American energy supply again. I wish he wouldn't have canceled the Keystone Pipeline. I wish he wouldn't have stopped drilling on federal lands. I wish he wouldn't hit so many of our energy industry partners with regulations and fines and penalties. He's made us much more dependent on our enemies on foreign soil. So when we get these American first energy supplies back online and we start depending on ourselves and become independent, it certainly will be a better day for South Dakota.
The woman accused in the shooting death of professional cyclist Maura Wilson is back in Texas. The U.S. Marshals Service saying Caitlin Armstrong was returned to the United States following her arrest in Costa Rica. Authorities say Armstrong used a fake passport to board a United Airlines flight to Costa Rica back on May 18th, just days after Wilson was shot to death. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.